makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Strange tales from the highways of the world or from quiet byways. Strange facts from here, there, and everywhere. Gathered and brought to you twice each week by the makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. Tonight, at the close of this program, we have an interesting announcement to make. We will tell you then about the fascinating gift that the makers of X-Lax wish to present to you absolutely free. It is a gift you will enjoy having, one that will amuse the whole family. So, be sure to listen to the final announcement. But first, may we remind you again about X-Lax and why more people use it than any other laxative in the world? First, it's a delight to take. Smooth and delicious, not harsh or unpleasant. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. Then, too, it is mild and gentle, yet completely effective and thorough. Just everything a laxative should be. X-Lax is only 10 cents a box at any drugstore.
The Strange Story of Cinderella's Slipper. Cinderella, the little orphan who was left to mind the fire while her two sisters dressed in their finest clothes and went to the grand ball, remember? The fairy godmother waved a wand and turned Cinderella's rags into gossamer silks. But Cinderella had no coach to ride in. Presto! The fairy godmother found the largest pumpkin in the garden. She waved her wand. In a second, it was changed into a wonderful coach. But still, there were no horses. The fairy godmother found a mouse trap with six little mice in it. Once more, she waved her wand. The six mice became six beautiful white horses. Cinderella started off to the ball. But she had to promise the fairy godmother to be home by 12. When she got there, she went into the palace. The handsome prince saw her, asked her to dance with him.
You dance divinely, beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you, gracious prince.
Where do you live? I have not seen your face before.
I'm a stranger here, sir.
Surely you live with someone. Perhaps your mother or sisters are here at the ball, too.
My sisters? Oh, no, sir. I mean, yes, they're here, but they do not know that I am here.
Ah, I do not blame them for not wanting you to be here. You are much too beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Why do you hang your head and blush?
Still,
you look even prettier when you have those roses in your cheeks. Tell me your name. I must know it.
I cannot tell you that.
Oh, please, please.
I'm afraid to tell you, but oh, I will. My name is... Listen, what is that?
The clock strikes 12. But why should that bother you? The night is still young and...
Oh, the fairy godmother. Oh, I must go. Please let me go, sir.
No, I don't want to let you go.
Oh, I must go. Let me go. I must.
You lost your slipper.
I must hurry.
Don't go. You lost your slipper.
It will be too late.
I will find you again. Never fear.
Too late. I must hurry. Oh, here are the steps. Now, where's my coach? Where is it? Oh, my beautiful dress. It's gone. And my coach is gone. It's only a pumpkin again. I'm just Cinderella, sit by the fire, after all.
But Cinderella was destined for a different fate. After looking throughout the land, the prince finally came to her house. The two sisters wanted to try on the tiny slipper, but it would not fit them. When Cinderella finally tried it on, it fitted perfectly. And so the prince married Cinderella, and they lived happily ever after. The story of Cinderella and her slipper was told in ancient Greek and Egyptian times. Only she was not called Cinderella, but Rhodope. Ancient Hindu legends also have a Cinderella story, as well as the American Indians. Strange as it seems, Cinderella's slipper was not made of glass, but of fur. The original tale of Cinderella was French. When it was translated into English in days gone by, they made a mistake. In French, the old word for fur was ver, V-A-I-R. This was confused with the word ver, which means glass. The strange story of the cat that saved a life. Do you know why the great English patriot, Sir Henry Wyatt, was always painted with a cat in his arms? Listen and hear the story. The Wars of the Roses seem romantic now, but during the 15th century, England was laid waste by endless battles between the adherents of the White Rose of the House of York and the Red Rose of Lancaster. Henry Wyatt has been arrested for asserted plots against Richard III, King of England. He stands before a tribunal of crafty noblemen who are friends of the king.
Henry Wyatt, do you deny that you conspired against our gracious King Richard of York, seeking to ally yourself with the House of Lancaster?
You know Thomas Vaughan as well as I, but my sympathies are with Lancaster.
He admits it, Sir Thomas.
Yes, James Blunt, I do admit it. But I deny I ever sought to kill the king.
Do you deny this letter?
Yes, it's a base forgery. You wrote that letter, Thomas Vaughan.
How dare you?
Yes, you wrote it. And now you seek to save your neck by arresting me for your own treachery.
What?
Yes.
Enough of this wrangling. Gentlemen, his guilt is plain enough to us. What say you? Torture and imprisonment, or freedom?
Death.
Torture.
Torture. Torture. Wyatt.
Death.
Henry Wyatt, a just committee of Richard's friends have found you guilty of treason against the crown. Have you anything to say?
I deny every accusation and call you merciless liars.
Soldiers, escort the prisoner to the tower.
Escort and prisoner.
After hours of torture, during which King Richard's friends seek to extort a confession of guilt from Henry Wyatt, the unfortunate man is dragged from the torture chamber and thrown into a prison cell. The cell is damp and cold. Hour upon hour, the unhappy Wyatt lies on the hard stone floor. No man comes to ease his sufferings. The hours stretch into days. He is not even given a drink of water. Finally, there is a rainstorm, and a little water seeps through the cracks in the stone walls. But still, no food.
Have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. Deliver me from this awful loneliness. Deliver me. Give me food before I starve.
What's that? That sound. Oh, a cat. Kitty, 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 kitty. Come here. Come here. Why, what have you got there, kitty? A pigeon. For me?
Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
The pigeon provides the starving man with food. The cat purrs contentedly beside the ravenous man. And when Wyatt finally sinks into an exhausted slumber, he holds the warm, furry body close to his breast. But the next morning, the cat springs to the barred window and leaves Wyatt alone once more. The day stretches on and on. He prays that the cat will return to him. And then, at twilight...
You've come back. Come, kitty, 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 kitty. What? You've brought me another pigeon? Oh, God, hear the thanks of your humble servant. Blessed be thy name. You have answered my prayer once more.
And so night after night, the cat sleeps close to Wyatt, its warm little body giving him warmth. Day after day, the cat leaves the cell and returns at twilight with a dead pigeon. And then, early one morning...
There he is, over there. Starved to death, as they'd hoped.
I am not dead.
What's that?
His voice. Look, he's sitting up. Oh, the saints protect us.
It is his ghost. Come back to haunt us.
Come closer. I am no ghost. Look at me. I am far from dead.
But, well, how did you get food?
Behold, my savior. This little cat brought me food. Ah, she squirms away from me now that you are here.
By St. George, a miracle.
Have you come to release me? Or to take me once more to that torture chamber?
3 days ago, Richard III was struck down in battle at Bosworth Field. Henry, Earl of Richmond, is now King of England.
Thank God. Richmond is my friend.
Yes, his first order was for us to go to your cell and have your corpse buried with full honors. Since you were alive, he will doubtless heap honors upon you.
And upon this cat, which saved me by divine providence. She will never leave my side again.
Strange as it seems, but true, a cat saved the life of Henry Wyatt, who later was knighted by the King of England. From then on, Wyatt was always painted holding a cat in his arms. The records of Henry Wyatt's strange deliverance by the cat are still in the possession of the Earl of Romney.
As we announced earlier in the program, we have a gift for you, presented without cost or obligation by the makers of Ex-Lax, the largest selling laxative in the whole world. Our gift to you is a book of new and amazing facts, written and illustrated by John Hicks, the internationally known creator of Strange as It Seems. If you have enjoyed his strange facts and strange people brought to you on this program, in the newspapers and on the screen, you will be delighted with his book. It is filled with dramatic, almost unbelievable facts about people, places, and happenings. You will find the answer to the question, what great singer could break glass goblets with his voice? Or, what man forgot he was once president of the United States? Do you know about the only living thing that is faster than an airplane? If you don't, may we send you Strange as It Seems by John Hicks with the compliments of the makers of Ex-Lax? Send no money or stamps, no coupons or covers. The book is absolutely free. Just a penny postcard to the station to which you are listening will bring you this entertaining book. Strange as It Seems by John Hicks. Animal money was once used in this country. A pig was worth $5. A rooster was worth 50 cents. Why was this money used? Who was the original Sherlock Holmes? Conan Doyle actually did know a man like Sherlock Holmes and patterned his stories after him. Listen in to our next broadcast. You will also meet the cat who went to the fire. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. The New Testament of the Bible is older than the Old Testament.